It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. A substantial marijuana bust happened recently near the town of Cedar Edge. This is Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee.
After a lengthy multiple-month investigation into a piece of property up on Cactus Park Road, east of Cedar Edge, during the execution of the warrant, over 2,700 plants were located on this piece of property, which were seized.
He doesn't believe the operation was an anomaly.
We believe there's several in Delta County, but they're lengthy investigations. We want to make sure we get them right. We understand that a marijuana within the confines of what Amendment 20 and Amendment 64 allow, and within the understanding that Delta County and all the municipalities in Delta County have prohibited the retail or selling of marijuana. As long as people understand that and they're working within those confines, so they have every right in the world to be used in this material.
Charges has not been filed in the Cactus Park case, but McKee says felony cultivation and the intent to distribute are charges that are being considered. This summer has already seen some swinging temperature and moisture levels. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
On icychange.org, one listener, Patty Keach, has noticed how cold it's gotten.
I remember maybe 8 days where it dipped like this, but not. It's been almost, 5 days now where it's doing this. I wanted to know how the precipitation has been this last week, historically, because it sure seems like we've had way more rain than we normally get in this time period.
Well, Patty, it is actually kind of an unusual pattern that we're experiencing right now.
That's Megan Stuckhouse. She's with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
We have this low pressure system that is currently over Central California, and usually this time of year we don't see that. So in response to this low pressure system, it's bringing some disturbances to our area that's causing all this rain. The increase in showers and thunderstorm activity with all the cloud cover, that's just causing the temperatures to be well below normal.
She says temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year. The rest of the summer also looks pretty rainy.
So right now we're looking at the 3-month outlook from the Climate Prediction Center. We're looking at an above normal chance for precipitation for most of Colorado right now. It's looking like it's going to be an above normal July, August, and September.
The outlook does say that we might see an increase in temps. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Delta Montrose Electric Association has been busy in the past week repairing lines and combating power outages. Yesterday, over 400 customers in Montrose were without power for an hour and a half after a switching cabinet grounded out. Earlier this week, 62 Montrose customers also lost power after construction crews severed a power line. And last Friday, a charter helicopter for fly fishers was flying north of Paonia when it hit a power line. This is Becky Mashburn with DMEA.
The helicopter made contact with the line and actually took out a portion of the power line. And at that point, I believe they no longer were going to fly their participants back. They used ground transportation.
There were no injuries, but 92 members did lose electricity. A few years ago, a grassroots program started in Portland to encourage people to adopt solar power. That idea spread across the country and inspired similar initiatives, like the one in a rural community in western Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano takes us there.
A crew of six is working to install mounts for solar panels on a residential rooftop in Delta County. This home sits atop a mesa that overlooks the North Fork Valley. It's the first to get a sun-powered system through a local pro-solar campaign.
Solarize North Fork Valley is a program that was put together by SEI that looks at how we can boost the local solar economy in effort to create jobs in the industry here.
That's Kristen O'Brien, an AmeriCorps VISTA with Solar Energy International, or SEI for short. The Paonia-based educational nonprofit is spearheading the initiative.
I think the figure is in 2014, over 31,000 jobs were created in the solar industry nationally.
O'Brien says SEI hopes to bring some of that success to its local community, an area affected by the downturn in the coal industry. Here's how the program works. People who sign up get a free remote site assessment from SEI and an energy audit through the local electric cooperative. O'Brien says the audit tells people how much energy they are using and ways to reduce that consumption.
And what the remote site assessment does is it looks at your electrical usage history, the space you have available on your roof, and your budget for the project. And we put that all together and are able to spit out a free estimate for you of how much solar you could fit on your roof, how much of your electrical usage it would offset, and around how much it would cost you.
She says after that process, the next step is passing on a person's information to a solar installer.
Based on the amount of contracts that our installers are able to sign as a result of the leads that we provide them through the program, they offer rebates to everyone who participates.
O'Brien says an average family single home in the U.S. would use a 6-kilowatt solar system. The goal for Solarize North Fork Valley is to get 100 kilowatts of solar sold.
That's 25 new solar systems and 25 homes in the valley that would be powered by renewables.
Bill Bishop and his wife, Sarah, who's on SEI's board, were the first to sign up for the program and purchase a system.
We'd already been thinking about it for 10 years. And so when the costs were shown to us at the SEI meeting, we just said, oh, we can do that.
The Bishops plan on taking advantage of a 30% federal tax credit for solar and the rebate offered through the program.
We will pay off the investment in about 12 years. That's about 70% of our electric will be taken care of by the solar system.
Jeff Toby is with Empowered Energy Systems, a locally based solar installer. The company he works for got the contract for the Bishop's house through the Solarize program.
It's created a real boost in the interest for solar in the valley. I mean, that is very evident. I think it's also increasing the amount of installations that we're going to do this year by quite a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we double the amount of installations.
Empowered Energy also hired 4 workers to help with jobs it landed through the initiative. Kristen O'Brien with SEI says she's inspired by another Solarize program that happened last year in La Plata County.
And they were really successful. I think that they contracted 100 new systems, and that's not 100 new kilowatts, which is our goal.
O'Brien says they're halfway to that target. The campaign lasts through the end of this month. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for DJ MJ and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. We'll be right back.